Another study this morning blaming sexism for the gender pay gap. A report by the public policy group Motu has found that women and men are just as productive as each other at work, but it found the average woman was paid 84 cents for every dollar a man earned. So the research is blaming entrenched sexism. Our CEO of Global Women New Zealand, Miranda Burden, is with us. Miranda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this an automatic conclusion, i.e. it must be sexism because it can't be anything else? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's certainly not what I'm saying. I see that's the suggestion that's come out of the research. I think what the research tells us is that men and women are equally productive, and I think we should take a breath and recognise that for a moment in case there was anyone who's been dismissing that idea.
Do you reckon there
and
is?
And then, do I reckon there is what?
What, there are people thinking that that's true? I wouldn't have thought that's true. I wouldn't know that there are many people who think that's true, would there?
No, neither would I, but it's good to see it's now statistically proven by Motu. And I think the other thing that we need to be cognizant of is this is another lot of research demonstrating the pay gap that exists in New Zealand, and we know that's a negative. So
yeah, all right.
It's great to see that we recognise that, but now we need to focus on how we address it.
Do you think there are two problems with the pay gap issue, and that is that people get confused by it? One, you've got your classic aged care case, which went to court, and they're starting to address that through legislation, versus the concept that somehow there's a job in the workplace, and if you gave it to a woman versus a man, that the woman's automatically going to get paid less due to something like sexism, which may or may not be the case depending on the individual circumstances at the time.
Yes, I think there is some confusion over the terminology around the pay gap, but I don't think there is any confusion that one exists. And I think that if there is any confusion, there's a lot of resources in the market that people can go to. The Ministry for Women has done a fantastic job at putting out a very simple guide to the different causes of pay gap. They've also done a great job at showing the actions that they would suggest, a really simple 7-point plan that people can put into place. So I think the focus that we should have now is on how we address it. And that comes down to individual leadership in different companies and making change happen, addressing the pay gap, getting on with it.
But how would you have it? See, in an industry like the aged care workers, that's the best example we've got. That, do you think that generally is being addressed? That sort of thing is being addressed through legislation and or court action, and that will in time solve that particular aspect of the problem?
I think that's an enormously complicated area, and I can't comment really on that.
Because here's the other side of the coin. So say there's a journalist in the newsroom I'm staring at the moment, right? And he's a bloke and he quits. And so there's a job available to be filled. Now, whether you appoint a man or a woman is not a gender issue. It's a who can I get, who's good, what are the circumstances that bring them to the job? How much money do I have to offer? In other words, it's a highly individualized set of circumstances that really has nothing to do with gender.
Well, I think you're right. It comes down to finding the skills that you need at that time, but there's a whole mass of skills that you want to contemplate. And having different people sitting at roles, or I suppose a diverse group of people in the room, is one of those skills. You know, you'll know this as well as anyone. Sitting in the newsroom, you want to have a whole lot of different perspectives to be presented, and that's what diversity is about. So the conscious effort to ensure that women can come into the workplace and be paid fairly is incredibly important.
Very good point. So I look at that newsroom as that example, and I say to myself, I could probably use a woman to balance up the number, but the bloke I've just seen down the road, he's awesome. So who do I hire? Do I hire the woman to balance or the man because he's better?
You hire an awesome woman. If you need
I haven't got one. For that particular circumstance, I don't have one.
There's masses of great women out there.
I didn't say there wasn't, but for this specific circumstance, I've got two candidates. One's a woman to balance the sexist side of it. The other one's a bloke who's a better journalist. Who do I hire?
You hire the great journalist who, if you need a different diversity of opinions, will probably be a woman, unless there's a great, try harder. I think this is the point. It takes leadership and people to say, actually, we don't want a whole lot of people who look and sound exactly the same. So let's make sure we're getting a difference, a widespread of opinions. And let's
Leadership.
All right.
Appreciate your time very much. Miranda Burton, who's the Global Women New Zealand CEO, with us this morning.